I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome back to another episode of Data Science with Sam. This is your host, Sam, and today we are diving into an exciting intersection of AI and marketing with our episode called AI in Marketing Strategies. We'll be exploring how artificial intelligence is revolutionizing the marketing landscape, and I have an incredible guest, Zoya Scarlatta, joining us to share her expertise in this field. Zoya is the Director of Digital Marketing at Intera Information Technologies, where she has been leading transformative B2B marketing efforts for nearly 12 years. She is a TEDx speaker, recognized among the 101 Women in AI Marketing, and co-host of the Marketer's Guide to the AI Galaxy podcast. With her background in international relations and passion for ethical AI adoption, Zoya brings a unique perspective on strategic storytelling combined with AI-powered personalization. Zoya, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. It's great being here.
So let's start with the Q&A section. And I'm going to start with the beginning of your AI journey. So when did you first recognize AI's potential to transform marketing? And how has your perspective evolved since then?
That's a great question. So I would say that I know when you were introducing me, I've been in the marketing space for over 10 years now. And with that, I think my journey with AI, you can say, started about 5 years ago during the pandemic. And it really just stemmed out of curiosity. I think I just read something about something simple as chatbots. And I think it just piqued my curiosity, and I started to read more about it. And then I know it sounds silly. I guess at that point, I didn't realize how the everyday person was really interacting with AI. Just, you know, kind of AI is almost running in the background, whether it's interacting with Siri or Alexa, or, you know, getting product recommendations from your favorite shopping site. And so I started to read and learn more about how AI was just transforming marketing. And this is before generative AI really came onto the scene, before ChatGPT. And I was more interested to see from a B2B perspective, you would say. And I guess at that time, it was just beginning to transform the marketing industry. I think folks like me were seeing marketing or AI and marketing as, hey, it's a way to streamline processes. That's it. That's true. It's a way just to do work faster. It's a way to, you know, analyze enormous amounts of data sets into, you know, a shorter amount of time. And I think we were still trying to figure out really what to do with it, you know, and no one really had the answers of how it was going to transform AI. And then I think fast forward, you know, just a couple of years, I mean, just in a matter of 5 years or 4 or 5 years, it's changed. And now we're, you know, it's become more democratized with Gen AI. It's become more accessible. I mean, AI has been around for decades, But it's only just, I feel like in the past few years, people are waking up or people are sitting up and paying attention to it, because it's obviously not only just changing marketing, but it's changing industries around us. So I think just fundamentally how we approach marketing has just changed in the last 4 or 5 years. But yeah, so I mean, it's just, it's been I guess an interesting ride just seeing it kind of transform around me.
No, I totally, I mean, that's kind of resonate with my thoughts as well. And being someone who's been in the AI field for a long time, I've seen that, you know, how that, like you mentioned, like the AI awakening, you know, like that, and it seems like suddenly, like a few years back, when the ChatGPT first came out in late 2022, everything just started coming up. It's like, you know, we just opened the floodgate of AI literacy or AI stuff, right? And I think marketing is one of the fields where AI was already utilized. Like, it has been utilized in marketing maybe for a long time, but it's just like, it doesn't have that visibility into that until the ChatGPT, all this generative AI revolution started in last, you know, in a few years. Right. So yeah, I totally agree with you. So now, I mean, that kind of like brings me to the next question, and that's more of in the tangent of segmentation and personalization. So one of the most talked about applications of AI in marketing is kind of like a personalization. Mm-hmm. So in your opinion, how do you think that AI reshaping the way marketers segment and personalize content for different audiences, irrespective of any industry verticals?
So I think this kind of ties into, if you take a step back on really how one of the ways AI has really transformed marketing is that I think in the past, like probably before we really used AI, it almost seemed like, you know, the way we approach analytics was like in the past, like, okay, you know, let's analyze all this data sets. Let's analyze, you know, kind of past trends, past behavior. So things, you know, maybe segmentation or audience behavior was almost seen in a rear view mirror. We're looking at the past to help predict what they can do. Mm-hmm. And with AI, it's shifted. It's everything that we're predicting in the past. It's now come to the foreground. And not only that, we're getting more, because we're able to probably accurately and efficiently predict or really analyze past behavior, we can now do a pretty good job to predict future behavior. So I think behaviors now, and I think it's safe to say that the way marketers do traditional segmentation, it's of the past. You know, I think we're looking at more dynamic, we're building more dynamic customer experiences that are in real time. So I think the way we normally did maybe a traditional funnel, it's the past. And maybe this is a little segue. I mean, I think some of the foundations and the fundamentals of marketing will always stay the same, but I think how we approach marketing with AI, with the different processes, have changed. So I think that, you know, for example, AI can really do a better job of predicting when they look at a target audience, predicting intent, predicting who's most likely going to purchase, who's most likely or ready to cross sell, who's, and based on that, we can adjust messaging on the fly. So I think it's not only just personalization at scale, it's really orchestration at scale. Where, you know, AI and AI tools are able to pull data from different platforms, whether it's, you know, from different analytic sources to social media, and just kind of collate that and put that together. So, like I said, I think the way we've done it in the past, traditional segmentation is of the past. It stays in the past. So,
no, definitely, I totally agree with you. I mean, yeah, I mean, the fundamental, like the traditional marketing logic and segmentation practices still there, but I feel like the marketers, I mean, their abilities are getting amplified by AI. So now they can pull data from different sources and they can do all kind of segmentation, or even they can, you know, just play with different personalized contents and, you know, recommendation systems and stuff, and see which kind of like a targeting practices would be more tailored towards audience needs and stuff. So it's kind of like just at giving them a more like an exposure to what AI could do and how AI could influence their marketing practices and, you know, help them to think beyond them what they haven't achieved yet in their respective marketing areas. So I totally agree with you on that. So now I just wanted to kind of like move to the next section, and that's, I'm kind of calling it as a, like more of a tools of the trade. As we know that, you know, you have been probably had a lot of like hands-on experience with a lot of AI toolkits or AI implementation for years. So in your, you know, from your personal experience, which AI tools have you had the biggest impact on your team's daily marketing operations? Is there any tool that kind of like stood out in your daily marketing practices or your operational areas?
Yeah, so I would, before I answer this, I would preface that I personally try not to fall victim to the, I mean, what I call the shiny object syndrome, because, you know, it's very, very tempting. And let me say, you know, I encourage everyone to experiment.
You have so many AI toolkits to shop around.
Yeah, so many AI. It feels like there's something being introduced every day or every week and whatnot. So it's, for me, it's just a matter of, you know, having the right set of tools to figure out, you know, what best to amplify, I think, our capabilities. So I think it's really been a mix, you know, for, I think, analytics and insights. You know, we sometimes use like HubSpot, you know, with the AI reporting, just to see. Content creation, you know, it's a mix between ChatGPT. I'm a huge Claude fan.
I'm a big fan of Claude too.
Huge fan.
You know, editorial stuff.
Yes. I also use Riverside, and Riverside have different AI capabilities, which is really, you know, been helpful to say condense a longer long form video into shorter form videos. And then, you know, in terms of say workflow automation or intelligence automation, for database, we use Apollo.io, and they have AI capabilities, or AI allows to enrich the database or prioritize your leads based on certain criteria. So then for us, then we're able to sequence or create a good sequence. So I think it's, it may seem, I mean, the tech stack sometimes changes again, just based on what we need. You know, we have, as you know, certain, AI SEO tools and whatnot, but it's just kind of the need of the hour. It's just really developing that AI driven system and then seeing what tools can help us enhance that. So it's really more of just being an assistant to us and really allowing us to spend less time chasing data and more time just interpreting, seeing what we're getting, and crafting that messaging or that strategy.
Yeah. Well, I totally agree with you. I mean, I remember, I guess, around like 15 years back when I started my professional journey, that time there's like a famous like a wordings evolving, you know, around the industry. It was like IT or technology strategy should be business strategy. I feel like today's AI world, that hasn't changed. It just transformed into like AI strategy should be business strategy. And like you said, you know, like there would be a lot of tools that you can use for, but at the end, you just have to use the tools that kind of like, you know, serve your marketing needs.
So exactly.
At the end, again, the technology or AI strategy has to like fit into your marketing strategy, and that kind of like the main thing for other industries as well. And marketing area is not an exceptional case in that case. So thank you. Yeah. Thank you for, you know, sharing some of the toolkits. I'm pretty sure my listeners out there who are in the market area, maybe already start using some of these toolkits. But again, you know, feel free to share any other toolkits in the comment section of the YouTube video. And so that way people would need to know. People would know that there's so many tools out there that we probably haven't explored. I mean, we are still, I feel like, scratching the surface when it comes to utilizing AI tools for marketing or any other areas. And there are probably, like, there are tons of tools out there that we may not know. I mean, we're still exploring that space.
Still so exploring.
Thanks for your perspective and for your answer on this question. Moving on to the next one, and that is kind of like a little bit of like a important thing for me, because at the end of the day, you know, any business drives on measuring success, right?
Yes.
And there's a famous term, ROI, you know, obviously return on investment is one of the key indicators for measuring success. So from ROI measurement standpoint, it's like, as you're a marketing leader, so what's your approach to measuring the ROI of AI-enhanced campaigns?
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Are there specific KPIs you would like to focus on? I'm not sure you have worked on any enhanced campaigns yet, but if you're planning to do so, what's your kind of like thought process behind, you know, measuring the success or building a framework of KPIs or measurement plans?
I think this is a great question. I mean, just looking at, as a marketer integrates AI, you know, how does the KPIs or how do the metrics change, if any?
Yeah.
I think I like to view it through two lenses, which is one is efficiency and the other is business impact. So when I talk about efficiency, and I know this sounds really, really cliche, but I think it's always worth reminding that AI, you know, you just can't wave like a magic wand on every process that you have or every strategy that you have and then think that AI is just going to automatically improve something. Like you have to really drill down. You have to really make sure you're certain on your business case and exactly why you are trying to implement a tool or a strategy and what you're trying to gain out of that. So based on that, that one lens of efficiency gains, I would say one is, you know, how much time and cost are we really saving if we have an AI-powered campaign production and execution? And also looking at how many manual hours, like, you know, kind of like the before and after. You know, if we spent X amount of hours before using AI, now with using AI, how many hours did we save? Like, was it worth using that? And then I would say, I mean, that's just really high level examples. But when it looks at like business impact, specifically for campaigns, you know, looking at, are the engagement rates, are the quality of leads, are the conversions, are they improving? Is there any difference between, again, you know, before and after? If we're having an AI powered campaign, we need to look at, are these prospects moving through the funnel faster? You know, say we did have that conversation about personalization, right? You know, as we are able to create personalization and orchestration at scale, what is the impact on that? Are they actually converting faster? And then most importantly, what is the revenue attribution? So, I think it's, and then I think on a team wise, you know, we want to see how is the team adopting? What is their adoption rate? So it's just not, I think for me, like looking at the definition of success, it's not just like a single number, but it's really, you know, whether AI, in a bigger picture is able to, enable this like faster learning cycle. And empower us, the team, to make smarter decisions, which then in turn drives that growth.
Yeah.
So maybe that's a long answer.
You're kind of, you know, I feel like you just hit a nail in the coffin, because I just feel like that when you're trying to measure success, we always think about some numbers.
Yeah.
It's not like the measuring success has to be quantitative all the time. Sometimes it could be qualitative. Like using AI, it's kind of amplifying our thought process, helping us augment our human intelligence to drive something meaningful that we might not have thought before. And we could also, like, you know, measure success in that way. It's just kind of like giving, paving the ways for a brighter future where we could have like n number of possibilities, whether it's in marketing or any other industry verticals. So I totally agree with you on that in terms of measuring success, not just, you know, just putting some numbers and just turning the number in a spreadsheet and just turning it into your leadership, but it's also about thinking about what's the value proposition of those making changes and how it's kind of like enhancing your processes and also simplifying your day-to-day jobs, you know. So yeah, thanks for your, you know, perspective on that. Now,
of course.
The next section, and I'm going to start with stating my famous quote, with great power comes great responsibility.
Yes.
So in that respect, what are the biggest concerns you have encountered with AI in marketing, especially around data ethics or content authenticity? Because definitely AI making us kind of like a superpower team or like superheroes and heroines and stuff. So what AI, how we can actually use AI more responsibly, without, you know, jeopardizing any risk elements.
Oh wow! I think to answer this, I would say I would stress that AI literacy, no matter in what industry you're in, is so important. And I think when I talk about AI literacy, or what I mean about AI literacy, is not just learning how to use a particular tool, but to really understand, you know, for example, what are the limitations of the tool? What, you know, what are, say, the ethical considerations? What are, you know, learning basically the fundamentals, the foundations? Because if you don't have that, then some of these concerns like ethics, or, you know, inappropriately or not really using the tool at the right way may come into hand. I think some of the concerns that I see with AI and marketing, is that I know we have this, and I don't want to go into that rabbit hole of whether, AI tools are affecting our creativity and whatnot. I think that's a separate conversation. I think, you know, a lot of people talk about it. But I think one of the concerns that I have is almost like a really like this dependency or increased dependency on tools like ChatGPT. It's like, it's almost like it's affect, it is in one way, I feel like affecting our creativity. Because, you know, it's, and especially, you know, in my company, we're in the B2B IT service space. It's like any other company, but especially in B2B, you know, your relationships are built on trust and authenticity. Now, obviously, if people don't know the limitations of a tool like ChatGPT, if you're not aware that it can hallucinate or it can spit out bad data or misinformation, and you write a blog post and you don't really put in your thought or anything like that, and what happens if you publish it without any human oversight, without any you know, due diligence, you know, it can run the risk of eroding your brand. Sure. And I worry that, you know, there might be marketers, I'm not saying that there are, but, you know, people can run the risk of just fully depending on AI tools and thinking that there are no limitations, that they are, whatever data that they're, you know, coming out with, it is, you know, 100% accurate. It's not. And I think that really that's where, you know, and then also I worry, one of my friends, I mean, she's more on the advertising space, the B2C space. I guess the question that I have and a concern is, you know, as we have brands that are increasingly use AI for their campaigns, I think we'll get to that point where that creativity that all campaigns in one way or the other, if they're fully AI generated, they're all going to look the same. There's not going to be any, you know, like what makes, say, a Coca-Cola ad so unique? Or what makes another ad, you know, another brand so unique? I worry about that. I worry that if we're relying so much on that, then that uniqueness will erode. Yes. And I do worry. I think, you know, we still need to continue having that conversation on ethics. Obviously, you know, especially in the B2B space, privacy, we have to be, you know, transparent on whether we're going to be, you know, or having that conversation on using customer data, you know, and again, whatever. And I think, again, that goes back to the importance of AI literacy. Everyone should be aware that obviously what you're writing or what you're, you know, putting in, feeding an LLM is going to be saved. It's going to be fed back to you. Definitely. So, I know it's a long answer, but I would say yes. You know, the originality of content is one concern. And then, yes, the ethical part of it as well.
Definitely. I would say that, you know, that's what we needed, you know, just getting a holistic overview.
Right.
Because at the end, if we consider from an AI perspective, you know, it's just a bunch of algorithms running behind, and it's kind of like spitting data output based on the data that it's been trained on. Okay. So where is that creativity element here? Mm-hmm. Yeah, obviously, like an AI generative tool like Midjourney, and VO3 and those AI creative tools could generate images and videos and audios, and I've used some of the tools, you know, for making animated movies and stuff in the past. But I also felt like, you know, there sometimes it kind of like the lacks creativity, or sometimes it has a pattern that it follow. So when we are thinking of building something totally new, or I don't know, AI does have the capability to do so. So, and any advertising, any, like, I would say the world's famous ads and stuff are built upon that uniqueness and authenticity of human intellect. And I don't know that AI would be able to fill that void, and it should not be. We should have human in the loop always. I feel like the future, it should be like a blend of AI intellect and the human EQ, and that's how we can create the best product in the marketing and advertising world, for sure. So I totally agree with you what you just said.
Yeah, no, I feel another concern is that, you know, maybe you and I, who've been in the field in the AI space for a while, I think we probably have an eye to recognize, say, like an ad which is likely to be AI generated. Mm-hmm. But I'll give an example. Like on Facebook, I sometimes see this cosmetic brand. And it looks like they're, you know, I think it's more like a skincare company. Wow. And so it looks like the models that they're used is either heavily filtered or it's AI generated to make it look like these models have perfect skin. And they're using this to sell their product. And it's worrisome to read these comments because I know, like, obviously everyday skin is not like that. And it looks so AI generated, but the everyday person may not recognize that. And they seem to be like, wow, like this person has amazing skin. And maybe the product can, promise that, but I worry that, you know, as advertising campaigns are a little bit more AI generated, it's going to mislead people. That trust is going to erode, I feel.
And sometimes, I guess, of course, you know, it also will come down with a lot of legal lawsuits and stuff. And, you know,
yes.
I mean, we already seen that in that the Ghibli art was a prime example when OpenAI kind of launched that particular like image generation techniques. And we know that was kind of like, you know, mimicked based on the Japanese, famous Japanese anime. And that's where it raised that concern about the authenticity and uniqueness, because we cannot just, try to replicate an unique art just because it's getting generated by AI. Rather, we should actually have that human creativity in the loop and see how human creativity can be integrated with an AI intellect or AI technique. And maybe is the way to go. Maybe it doesn't have to be 100% generated by an AI. I mean, AI can definitely help with amplifying that thoughts, or maybe kind of like it can help us with laying the groundwork, but we still need to have a human being, just overseeing that and adding that human touch, that emotional, that EQ. I mean, that is still that we needed. And a robot, an AI, would definitely won't be able to add that emotional quotient that any sort of like a creative in art would require. So I totally agree with you on that.
Absolutely.
And that's kind of like that brings me to the final question, which is kind of like more futuristic. Just like now, as we are talking about, what could be the perfect blend of human intellect or and the AI creativity or AI, IQ or whatever we can call it. So keeping that in mind, if you could design an AI agent to solve one major marketing challenge without breaking the data ethics or content authenticity, what would be, do you have anything that you can envision which would be a perfect AI product that will have the human touch, as well as it will also be creative and innovative in the sense of taking that AI revolution to the next step in the marketing world?
I honestly don't know if my idea is going to be revolutionary or creative. I mean, I guess I'm thinking a little bit more practical in terms of, maybe marketing, like an agent that can help companies like ours, So I would say that maybe an agent that is geared towards like client growth and retention, like a retention agent. So basically, I know it's not very creative and stuff, but realistically, it wouldn't hurt to have an agent that probably monitors, different client accounts. Like I said, we're the IT service industry, as it's very saturated. So just getting a customer, growing it from within, account based growth is really important. So I would say an agent that can monitor not only the client growth, but also prospects in real time by pulling in from different sources like your CRM or project updates, engagement data. And then also having that agent look at or being able to detect risk signals. So maybe there's a delay in engagement, maybe there's a delay in response, or maybe if we're offering a particular service and we're seeing that they're not really, like there's an underutilization of it. So, and being able to flag them before there's like possible churn. And then just kind of looking at maybe their patterns or usage patterns or market trends. And with that, being able to identify, selling or cross-selling opportunities. And then in turn, probably provide like recommendations for the sales team. So something I would say it's probably combining marketing and sales, but like really like an agent that really dives deep into the accounts. Again, I know that with that, there could be some ethical concerns. I mean, just using, so that is something in mind. I think with creating any agent, you just have to kind of really flesh it out and make sure there are necessary guardrails and in place.
Exactly.
And whatnot, yeah.
Especially if you're dealing with like a very proprietary customer data or client data.
Exactly.
You're going to actually train that AI model or AI agent and expecting that AI agent would serve as a market research analyst as well as a recommendation engine that's going to help you to maintain the organic growth of your client or even tap in some potential clientele in the future. So I like the idea. And I kind of like, you know, this very, very futuristic, especially in an agency world or even like a B2B of industries. I think that's definitely going to help the companies kind of like think about which are the demographics of the market segments that they can tap in, or even how they can retain their clientele and, you know, maintain that organic growth of their business, and also strengthen partnership by kind of like button up the loose ends and button up the processes that have been sort of issues, you know. And someone, as someone like me, who's also been in the marketing agency, I could definitely relate to that. So thanks for sharing that idea. I'm pretty sure all these people would be interested to know more about it. So that's why I wanted to ask you the closing question that before we wrap up, you know, where can our listeners connect with you and learn more about your work?
So you can connect with me on LinkedIn. So you can just find me by my name via Joy Scarlotta. As you mentioned before, I also have a podcast, The Marketer's Guide to the AI Galaxy. So you can find me there. I do have a personal website. So that's just joyascarlotta.com. So, but that's pretty easy.
I guess that's pretty informative. Thanks, Zoya. This has been absolutely enlightening. And I believe our listeners would love to hear your podcast in the future. And please feel free to follow Zoya on LinkedIn and get to know more about her work. So thank you for joining us today, Zoya. Your perspective on ethical AI adoption and the practical implementation on, you know, of AI in marketing strategies have been really invaluable for me and for my listeners as well.
Thank you for having me. Really enjoy the conversation.
Yeah, it is a great conversation. Thank you. And thank you to our listeners for tuning into Data Science with Sam. If you enjoyed the episode on AI in marketing strategies, please subscribe, leave us a review, and share it with your marketing and data science and AI innovator colleagues who are navigating their own AI journeys in their respective marketing world. Until next time, keep innovating responsibly. Thank you.